the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Dingan's back with you from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant here on the Prentice Ossipedian Air Coach's Corner. And Coach Carson, Steve Carson, joins me from Eagleville. And welcome and early. You know, this is like really early for you.
Yeah, I kind of like this. Anyway, y'all can bump me up a little bit every Saturday. I'd appreciate that.
Well, you know, I told you we have to abbreviate your portion, and it seems like when you're winning, you're okay with that. You know, I mean, you're not as okay with that, but if you're losing, 5 minutes is okay, isn't it, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
That's a 10-7 win over Moore County. And, Coach, I was looking, of course, I do the scores during the football game, and I'm getting scores. And at 0-0, and I was like, I told you, I said, they're going to win that game. I had a great feeling because the defense and has been superb. And you kind of told me of a stat that we haven't really even mentioned anywhere, at least on our shows, about your defense. And let's give some kudos out there to them.
Well, I mean, they've just been playing great all year. You know, they're prepared. Coach has done a good job getting them ready. And to not give up a touchdown in the first three quarters of any game this year is pretty – gives us a good chance to win. You know, if teams don't score in the first, second, third quarter, you got a shot, you know. And I'm just so proud of our team, proud of our community, proud of our coaches. I just hope that we can just have another good week, and we've got an opportunity, you know, again this next Friday night.
Moore County, when you go there, that's a tough road trip. I mean, that's you've had really two tough road trips. And McEwen was not easy travel-wise and that kind of thing. But your guys just seem to play steady. I mean, it's just kind of I know sometimes and the offense may not be clicking on all cylinders, but there's a consistency. And you told me of another fact about the turnover ratio. That's tell me about that, because that's unbelievable.
We don't stress going out and how many games we're going to win in a season or winning, you know, a particular game. You know, we tell our kids that if we play with great effort, great pride, and out hit folks and stuff like that, we give ourselves a chance to win, and that's what we've done so far this year. We're probably plus 10 or 11 in the turnover ratio. We've got had our first turnover last night in three games. And when you're playing great defense and not turning the ball over, and you're out hustling the team you're playing and you're out hitting them, then you give yourself a chance to win. And then so far, that's what we've done.
The heat was unbelievable. I mean, for this time of year, I mean, you know, you expect warm days in September games, but it was unusually hot and humid yesterday. But you seem to feel that your team was up to the task last night against them.
Well, you know, we had a few more players than they had as far as overall numbers. And, you know, I feel like that just right before halftime, I could tell that that Moore County was spent just a little bit more than we were, and that it was important for us to go out and really try to get on them early in this third quarter. We had a big stop, caused a turnover, and then scored our first play. And you know, they were already a little more tired than we were, and that just kind of gassed us up a little bit more to where we just kind of pinned our ears back and went after them.
You know, I know you at the beginning of the season, did you feel like your defense would play this well? I mean, did you feel that comfortable with them going in? Because I don't know if comfortable is the word, but I think you felt that they were going to give you a good effort every night.
I figured everybody on our team is going to give us a great effort. Not just every Friday night, but every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they have. I knew that our defense was going to be solid because just how well they're. How well they take coaching, how well they're coached, and I don't coach anything on defense. And
but that's not the reason for their success, though. Now I don't put that on you. Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
They enjoy playing and they enjoy being physical and they enjoy running the ball so I knew that I had a good feeling that defensively we could be good.
With this win and you're sitting in the district, your team has a tremendous knack of taking one game at a time, probably more than I know of any team. They actually really do believe in that. They just take one game. This is the next game. It's not. They don't look ahead too much, do they?
Well, you know, I don't think so. And this will be a test this week. Looking ahead to Collinwood, you know, they just. What I'm so proud of these guys are we don't always play well, but we so far, and three games doesn't make a season by any stretch, but so far we've made up for not playing very well by playing hard, and you can make up for a lot of mistakes by hustling or out hustling your opponent, and so far we've done that, and like I've told the kids since May. When you do those things, you give yourself a chance, and we've got another opportunity this Friday night to kind of build on what we've been able to accomplish, you know, through three games, which definitely is not a season, but we're happy to be at 3-0.
Coach Steve Carson, our guest here, and Coach, we've done several interviews over the last 3 years or so. I mean, we've talked about it. There's one thing though that you just mentioned, and you always do that. You're proud of your team as long as they play hard, because mistakes are part of the game and things are going to happen in the course of a game. Something's going to, you know, or you're not going to make that big first down, that kind of thing. But your theme has always been, and that to me is part of the success of the Eagleville Eagles, that they play hard.
Well, I mean, it's you got to be known for something, and we want to be known for a team that's going to out hit you. And we want to be known for a team that's going to out-hustle you. And our kids, you know, our coaches preach that, our coaches practice that, and our kids, you know, they respond to that. And I think that, you know, if we're ever going to get our program to where we want it to be, that's going to be how we've got to be. We've got a lot of good players. I wouldn't say that we're overly stocked with just an abundance of talent. But we've got good players, and we've got good players that know how to work Monday through Thursday, and then know what it means to put that E on your head with the side of your helmet and go out and play hard for the team.
Does that take a long time to develop? I mean, you've seemed to have that's kind of taken toll onto your team. It's kind of something that you have built, but. There, sometimes you get a group of guys that just don't fall in that. But it seems like if you've got a senior leader that will take on and tell the other one, it's your leadership of your guys.
You know, our senior leaders, I couldn't ask more than what I've got out of them this year. It's something that our, you know, me and my staff or our staff have tried to, you know, we've had to build on, you know, up until this year. The first year, you know, I think our, you know. Our kids gave, you know, decent effort most of the time. Next year it was a little bit better. And then last year it was obviously they was really fully buying into what we've been preaching for 3 years. And now this is our fourth year. It's the first class that we've been able to coach all the way through. And just a great group of kids. They love not only do they enjoy playing football, and football matters to them, but Eagleville football matters to them. And, you know, they want to – they want to represent their school. They want to represent their family, their community, you know, in a positive way, and something that, you know, when guys come and watch them play, win or lose, they, you know, they can drive home going, you know, those guys get after it. You know?
Well, quickly, in terms of the game last night, the offense scored just enough.
Just enough, and I'll take it. You know, we got some things we got to work on, obviously, but you know, I hope I'm sitting here next week and we win again. 7-3, 10-7, 2-0, I don't care.
That'd go for me too. When you had they scored a late touchdown, and how much time left in the game?
It was about 4 minutes.
Okay, so a little concern there, but well, you handled the kickoff and everything was fine.
You know, we thought they might onside kick it because they'd had trouble driving the ball. Didn't have any big plays, so I really thought they would onside kick it. So we put our hands team out there, and he kicked it deep. And we were able to get the ball and get it up to about the 15 or so. And I knew they only had one timeout left. And so we were definitely just going to keep it on the ground. And I just, you know, I knew that if we just didn't turn the ball over, I thought we would have a great shot of, you know, finish this thing out. And luckily we didn't. got our putts off like we needed to, and kids did a good job of managing the clock, staying in bounds when we got close to the sideline when, you know, run it. And, you know, I felt, you know, as long as we handled the kickoff that and we didn't turn it over, that we would go on and finish it out.
Great win, sitting on top right now, 3-0, and you've got Collinwood at your place, and big crowd, I'm sure, is going to be there. And you mentioned that this is a little different test because now you're not, you know, that's not a surprise for people. You're 3-0, and so you got to tell the kids, you know, that still keep that focus.
Oh yeah, and I don't see us having any problem doing that. You know, Collinwood is a traditional, you know, 1A power. They'll bring a lot of people. They're extremely well coached. I haven't seen any film on them yet, but it's a, you know, it should be a nice, you know, atmosphere. And, you know, and I hope it is. I hope it's something that's never been there before, just because I want our kids to experience that. They've put in so much, and I just hope that they're able to really experience what it's like to play in, you know, just a great, you know, hostile environment.
And you've got homecoming. Is that the next week?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. So big couple of weeks coming up for Eagle.
Let's just take this next week, and we'll get to the homecoming after that.
All right, go Vols.
Here we go.
All right, Coach Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles.
Thank you.
3-0, and they are on top of their district, and a long way to go, as Coach Carson says, but a good start for the Eagleville Eagles, and go out and check them out this week at Eagleville. They're going to be a good crowd there. You better get there early. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I think we are ready, and I don't know who we're ready for. Hold on here, Zach. We've got Coach Thomas McDaniel in the house from the Oakland Patriots. He'll be here to talk to Brian Barrett. Stay with us.